AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Former President Donald Trump's top trade official, Peter Navarro, was arrested after being indicted on contempt charges for defying a subpoena from the House Select Committee investigating the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol. During an initial court appearance today, Navarro claimed the Justice Department had committed prosecutorial misconduct, and he was told he could not contact anyone after he was approached by an FBI agent at an airport and put in handcuffs while trying to board a flight to Nashville, Tennessee, for a television appearance. During today's hearing, Navarro called the committee a sham committee, and prosecutors were playing hardball and were despicable. The indictment follows his court filing in which he said he also had been subpoenaed to appear before a grand jury as part of the Justice Department's investigation of the Capitol attack. 100 days into the Russian invasion of Ukraine, and Vladimir Putin's government seems increasingly unlikely to give up parts of Ukraine taken in the attack. President Biden was asked if Ukraine should get up trying to get back its own land.
From the beginning, I've said, and I've been, not everyone's agreed with me, nothing about Ukraine without Ukraine. It's their territory. I'm not going to tell them what they should and shouldn't do.
President Volodymyr Zelensky says they have defended Ukraine for 100 days already, and victory will be theirs. The Labor Department releases yet another positive jobs report, 390,000 jobs added in May. PNC chief economist Gus Fauché says that's just about right.
We've been seeing job growth of around 400,000 per month so far in 2022. That's slower than what we had in 2021, but given the tightness of the labor market, that's to be expected. And in fact, the Federal Reserve would like to see job growth slow a bit more to help bring inflation under control.
Unemployment rate, 3.6%, remains just above a 50-year low. Stocks fell for the day and the week. The Dow down 348. This is AP News. The state of Florida threatened Special Olympics with a $27 million fine for having a coronavirus vaccine mandate for its upcoming games in Orlando. Special Olympics dropped the requirement. A state law passed at the urging of Governor Ron DeSantis makes it illegal for groups to require proof of coronavirus vaccination. A genetic check of recent monkeypox cases suggests there are two distinct strains in the U.S., raising the possibility the virus has been circulating undetected for some time. AP's Norman Hall has this.
The U.S. has identified at least 20 cases of monkeypox in 11 states. Most of the cases were caused by the same strain as in recent cases in Europe, but a few samples show a different strain. Experts say much more analysis is needed to determine how long monkeypox has been circulating in the U.S. and elsewhere.
The CDC says it's trying to increase its work on finding infections, and it is likely more cases will be reported. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Sick of face serums that promise the world and deliver nothing? Meet Power Trip by Verify Skincare. Say goodbye to dullness, blackheads, and fine lines. This biotech-powered serum with lactic acid, fruit AHAs, and phytospherics doesn't just exfoliate. It hydrates, smooths, and visibly transforms your skin. Because when it comes to skincare, results speak louder than hype. Try Power Trip today. Visit us online at verifyskincare.com and enjoy free gifts with purchase. Verify Skincare. Clean, proven, and unapologetically effective.